Utah voters identified air quality among the top issues facing the state in this year's Utah Priorities Project survey. The notorious winter inversions that plague the Wasatch Front come to mind, but ozone pollution in the summertime is also a significant concern. And it turns out that our use of gasoline-powered lawn and garden equipment is a contributor to the problem. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Gasoline-powered lawnmowers, string trimmers, chainsaws, and other equipment contribute to air pollution in two ways. First, their small engines emit nitrous oxides and unburned hydrocarbons that are converted to ozone by a chemical reaction with sunlight. Second, the gasoline used to fuel them can spill, and it evaporates from fuel tanks and storage cans. Those vapors also turn to ozone in the heat of summer days. Bryce Bird, the director of Utah's Division of Air Quality, says it makes good sense to avoid using gasoline-powered equipment when it's really hot outside.
If we can do our fueling and use the equipment in the mornings and the evenings, then the immediate release of precursors isn't there when the sun is at the hottest point of the day and the ultraviolet radiation is there to convert that into ozone. And then the other is on the fuel storage, making sure that we use the modern gas cans and avoid drips, leaks, things like that, so that we don't contribute those as part of our mix to the pollutants in our airshed.
Bird says emissions from power equipment make up about 1% of the summer ozone problem on the Wasatch Front. Other estimates range as high as 5%. A study by the Environmental Protection Agency shows mowing the lawn for 1 hour emits as much pollution as driving a car for 100 miles or more. Here in Utah, Bird says new science shows one natural feature of the landscape, the Great Salt Lake, actually makes the summer ozone problem worse.
There was a study last summer that focused on the lake's interaction and the fact that it is a contributor to ozone formation. Part of that because of the diurnal air mass movement, but also because of the reflective surface of the lake and the beaches around the lake. And so rather than just having one path of the ultraviolet radiation driving that photochemical reaction, there's actually a reflection as well.
Another way of addressing the problem is with newer mowers and other equipment that meets stricter emission standards. Sam Wilson, the owner of Speed's Power Equipment in Salt Lake City, says that thought goes into every new product in his store.
The manufacturers are spending money and lots of money on research and development concerning emissions. I mean, it seems like every product that comes out is emissions driven. It seems like they start there. They say, okay, the emissions need to be at a certain level and then work backwards from there.
Battery-powered yard care equipment is also better than ever, replacing the need to drag a long extension cord around the yard to use an electric mower. The Division of Air Quality recently sold more than 900 battery-powered mowers at discount prices to people who are willing to trade in their old gas mowers, with demand for many more. And while old-fashioned two-cycle gasoline engines are disappearing, there are new systems that still use gasoline mixed with motor oil, but in new ways.
They call it a four mix. So it's a four cycle engine running on mixed fuel, burns cleaner than the competition's true four cycle engine that runs on straight fuel. So, and we've done the research on that. In fact, Salt Lake City did some research on that before they purchased them because of the previous mayor's clean air push.
There are other new technologies in development to make power equipment cleaner. Students at the University of California, Riverside have created something they call a knoxout. It's a catalytic converter system that plugs into the exhaust port of a lawnmower and reduces the ozone precursor emissions by about 90%. They have plans to develop it commercially. So as the temperature climbs during these hot summer days and we get the urge to mow that green grass that Utahns love so much, a little thought to the equipment we use and the way we use it can help improve the quality of our summer air. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.